about a woman to live in the neighborhood, baby. She's the kind of woman don't make nobody no good. I'm gonna leave her like a mama when the first made to love and baby. Nobody in this world can get along with you. You got to wave like the devil, keeping in the lion's den. Came home last night, she wouldn't let me in. Sometimes she's just as good as anybody wanna be. When she took the crazy notion, she's falling all over me. I'm getting mighty tired of you always dogging me around. What she do make the preacher make the Bible down.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Hey, it's Sean Burns from Lost Country and Cor Blund and the Hurtin' Albertans. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Catch a fast train that goes. I'm a going back south where the weather suits my clothes. I'm going back south if I wear a 99 pair of shoes. 'Cause I'm broken hearted. I've got if I don't do so well. Oh, my mama told me, and my daddy told me too, don't you go off, honey, let those men make a fool out of you.
You saw Doc Boggs.
I saw Doc.
When he,
not long after he started playing the banjo and making records, he was maybe not making records at that particular time, I don't know, but he was a young man, very young, healthy-looking guy, and he came to Whitesburg and put on a little program down there. I don't know why and what his purpose was, don't remember what his purpose was there, but he put on a little program, and it was couple already in town, and with a fiddle and a banjo, and they were making music. But Doc pulled up in a truck, that is, his group drove up in a truck, and they stopped right on top of the hill in front of the Whitesburg Bank and cracked down on this piece, Down South Blues. And, of course, that struck my attention, you know, and I've held to it ever since. And that's the first time I'd heard him. I'd heard of him, but I hadn't heard him till then. So I tried to copy that tune, you know.
ID Stamper with Down South Blues. He was a Kentucky musician who played harmonica, banjo, guitar, and fiddle, but was known for playing the dulcimer. He worked for 40 years as a miner, then worked a better-paying job as a maintenance worker at a children's hospital, and later, in his retirement, he dedicated himself full-time to performing at countless events, including local festivals, college concerts, and national folklife events. That one's from his 1977 album, Red Wing. It's his version of the song we heard before it, performed by Doc Boggs. Doc Boggs was an influential old-time musician from Northern Virginia who recorded in 1927 and 1929, but worked as a coal miner for much of his life after pawning his banjo in the 1930s during the Great Depression. The musician and folklorist Mike Seeger sought him out in 1963, coincidentally just after Boggs had recently purchased a banjo and been practicing for several months. Seeger persuaded him to perform at a folk festival in North Carolina, and he began recording again and touring throughout the United States. That one was recorded in September of 1963, and Doc learned it from one of several recordings made of it in 1923 by female blues singers. Before that, we heard Jesse Fuller with You're No Good. Here's one now from Karen O. She's a musician from New Jersey, best known as the lead singer for the band Yeah Yeah Yeahs. This song, Hum Hum Hum, is from For the Birds, the Bird Song Project, a collection of 242 songs and poems about birds by countless artists.
Hum, 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 hummingbird, sipping something sweet. Hum, 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 hummingbird, won't you have
so hum, 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 hummingbird. Let me be your flower. Oh.
In bed, I'm in room 26, thinking on things that I've done, like drinking with squaddies and pulling my boots and counting the medals I've won. But these hospital wards are all drab looking joints, but the ceiling's as much as I see. It could day weigh a wee touch, a paper of pain, but then again, maybe that's me. Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? Oh, that talk of computers and sunshine and skis. Oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? I've a brother in Glasgow, well, long curly hair. When I joined up, he said I was daft. He says shooting strangers just isn't his game. That brother of mine isn't saft. But I can put up with most things I've done in my time. I can even put up with the pains. But what do you do with a gun in your hand when you're faced with 100-odd wains? Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? Oh, that talk of computers and sunshine and skis. Oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? Oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? I am asking you, Sergeant, where's mine?
Kanojo wa yukkuri to fuyu no machi o suberu. Fuyu no machi o suberu. Oto mo tatezu. 彼女は思ってる人生はちっぽけな。ガラス細工だと壊れては消える。She's a rider. She's a rider. She's a rider.She's a rider. Kodoku na hitchhiker, kyō mo doko e mo ikezu. Machi ni suwari komu, yukure no iro. Mo zutto omotteru, jinsei wa kyōryoku na.安い薬だと突然に終わる。 He's a rider. He's a rider. He's a rider. He's a rider.愛は孤独、孤独は愛。羽のように舞い、誰にも見えない。彼女はゆっくりと何かに近づいてる。何かに近づいてる。音も立てず。 音も立てず She's a rider She's a rider Oh, she's a riderShe's a rider.
Keiichi Sokabe with She's a Rider. He's a Japanese musician known as a member of the band Sunny Day Service and is a solo artist. That's a live recording made in February of 2022, and the name of the album the song comes from translates to Songs That Lovers Sing After They Fall Asleep. Before that, we heard Billy Connolly with Sergeant Where's Mine?Connolly may be better known as a comedian and actor, but he started out as a folk singer with a comedic persona in the 1960s. He wrote that song in the mid-1970s, and the Dubliners later popularized it. He wrote it during the Troubles in Northern Ireland from the perspective of a wounded soldier recalling the recruitment ads of the time that promised adventures in exotic places. Connolly included it on his 1974 album Cop Your Whack for This,Before that, we heard Karen O with Hum, Hum, Hum. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we'll hear one now from Leon Bibb. He was an American-Canadian folk singer and Broadway actor who was active during the folk revival of the 1950s and 60s, and though he was blacklisted during the McCarthy era, he remained active as a musician and activist, performing on Hootenanny and The Ed Sullivan Show, and recording albums throughout the 1960s.He's also the father of roots musician Eric Bibb, who we often play on the show. This is his version of the song Turn, Turn, Turn. Pete Seeger adapted the song from the Book of Ecclesiastes, and the music was written in the late 1950s.
A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to laugh, and a time to weep.Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down. A time to dance, a time to mourn.A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven.A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to end, a time to sow, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, turn.And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late to everything.Turn, turn, turn. there is a season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven.
brought some bags. Screams, confessions, shouts in vain.
Great Lake Swimmers with I Will Never See the Sun. They're an Ontario band that have been performing since the early 2000s. That one comes from their 2024 album In Pieces, an acoustic retrospective. It came out on October 4th, and it's a collection of acoustic re-recordings of songs from their 8-album catalog. The song was originally included on their 2003 self-titled debut album. Before that, we heard Luther Magby with Blessed Are the Poor. That comes from the 2010 compilation album Really the Blues? A Blues History, 1893 to 1959. Magby was a gospel musician from South Carolina who recorded 2 songs for Columbia Records in Georgia in 1927. Before that, we heard Leon Bibb with Turn, Turn, Turn. Here's one now from Margaret Avison. This one's from the 1958 Folkways album 6 Toronto Poets. Avison was a poet from Ontario who worked day jobs, including as a librarian, editor, and social worker, choosing jobs that left her free time to write. During her career, she received a Guggenheim Fellowship, won 2 Governor General's Awards, and became an officer of the Order of Canada for her contributions to Canadian literature. This is an excerpt from a work in progress.
Excerpt. In the glassed porch on the torn cotton swing, its rusty coils faintly complaining, Auntie Jean sat out March from her lie-down till time for tea. Folded in her thin coat, mute behind her morning glasses, deaf to the ice-water days mowing and mumming beyond the paint-flaked window frames, the porch she lived in then, like a court page his anteroom. When light was shrill, the house beyond but deepened, resounded with invisible chamberlains, as though grandmother's inky sailcloth skirts moved again, or her bell tinkled some signal of wry consecration. The papers lay beside her on the swing. She faced the swing some days from the wicker chair. She seldom read. We always passed the house on our march ways. Though sidewalk ash stung in the wind, we ignored all old shards, all floored, forgotten chips, powdered shells, cornelian, sawdust, silt, and tacky garage canvas. We were all out of doors, all spherical. The earth was green, mirroring with a difference the roiled blue deeps of day, where sun in flood celebrated our million trillion wildness. The trees were wintry still, oh, not for us. They plunged and stroked like swimmers spilling and drenching at cloud top, burned in the glacial river world of air. The crows called from a summer sky above the river sky. We plumbed in spangled black the skies and skies and skies beyond the terrible layers of magnitude. Grandmother's dingy now frame house and Auntie Jean's glass porch we no more saw than our broad afternoons remembered Auntie Jean or grandmother. We had no weathercock, no spire. The square brick tower of the church waited with the Gothic clothiers, the stone bank, fire hall and its turret, vanilla darkness of the sunken passageway to the children's cellar of the public library, waited for red sunset, its creases and crenellations, its Moorish wars. The muffled shunting of the freights at dusk was final sadness, though domestic. By June, the out-of-doors was the whole world's evenings. Grass was damp, night blue. The sky tendered its ultimate clarity past chimneys, crochet twigs, the cone-capped toilet fence. The nighthawks screeched. Families gathered on the dim verandas. Sometimes a couple strolling past would call out, sometimes stand and talk a while. A rocker creaked, the voices carried as though the dark were all one room and drift on. Some have died, others remember on other late spring evenings a white lace collar, a mild inconsequential loitering, one gloved hand on a car door, off, then on for a quarter hour before the conclusive slam, the last laugh from the summer open window before the final stifling dark. Strangers moved into grandmother's house and kept a stepladder in the porch. It broke one pane.
This is Alex Cohut, and you're listening to my favorite radio show. This is Barking Dog at Winnipeg's CKUW 95.9 FM with your host, Julietta Young.
Another Woody Guthrie song here. This is... I haven't done too many Woody Guthrie songs since a long time ago, so I want to do a few of them tonight. Heard the radio telling the news of the Big Red Army took 100 towns, allies dropping 2-ton bombs. Started yelling, screaming, dancing up and down like a bullfrog. Doorbell rung, in come a man, I signed my name, I got a telegram. You want to take a vacation trip, you got a dishwashing job on a Liberty ship. Women are crying, me a flying, out the door, down the line. About 2 minutes, run 10 blocks, come to my ship down at the docks. Up the plank, I signed my name, blowed that whistle, she's gone again. Ships right on up and down the stream, ships as far as I could see, women waiting. Ship loaded down with TNT, I'll out across the rolling sea. Stood on the deck to watch the fishes swim. I was praying them fish wasn't made out of tin. Sharks, porpoises, mudcats, rainbow trout, chewgars, jelly beans, all over that water. Convoy's the biggest I ever did see, I'll out across the rolling sea. Ship ring the whistle, blow that bell, gonna blow them fascists all to hell. Win some freedom, liberty, stuff like that. Stood on the deck, walked to the stern, looking at the big brass screw blade turn. Listen to the sound of the engine pound. Gained 16 feet every time she went around. Getting closer and closer. Look out, you fascists. Well, I'm just one of a merchant crew, belong to a union called the NMU. I'm a union man from head to toe, I'm USA CIO. Fighting out here on the water, trying to win some freedom back there on the land.
This my land, from the northern highlands to the western islands, from the hills of Kerry to the streets of Free Derry. This land was made for you and me. As I went walking by the Shannon waters, hand in hand with my little daughter, with the church bells ringing, the children singing, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from the northern highlands to the western islands, from the hills of Kerry to the streets of Free Derry. This land was made for you and me. By the crystal fountain, and I heard a great roar from the rocky seashore. Her eyes were gleaming, she cried, oh daddy, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from the northern highlands to the western islands, from the hills of Kerry to the streets of Free Derry. This land was made for you and me. I walked her home by the old church steeple, proud of my country, proud of my people. The men who cried there, the men who died there, singing that this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from the northern highlands to the western islands, from the hills of Kerry to the streets of Free Derry. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from the northern highlands to the western islands, from the hills of Kerry to the streets of Free Derry. This land was made.
We just heard Gary Ogue and Sean Lyons with This Land Is Your Land. Ogue is a musician from Glasgow who's been playing Irish rebel folk music for over 30 years. Lyons is a British guitarist and songwriter. That one's off their 2003 album, Songs of Rebellion. The song was written by Woody Guthrie, but that version has been adapted to refer to Irish geography and politics. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan with Talking Merchant Marine. That's a live recording from his first concert, given at the Carnegie Chapel Hall on the fifth floor of Carnegie Hall on November 4th, 1961, just 11 months after he arrived in New York. As he states, the song was written by Woody Guthrie. Before that, we heard Margaret Avison with excerpt from Work in Progress. Here's one from Dyad from Victoria, British Columbia. This song, Gathering Flowers, is off their 2006 album, No Peddlers or Preachers. They got the song from Dillard Chandler of Madison County, North Carolina, a folk singer who knew hundreds of traditional ballads from his region.
Out in these wild woods I've been gathering flowers just to wait around.
I think myself quite happy to find myself alive. I harnessed up my horses, my business to pursue, and I went to Hollingcourt as I often used to do. Now I only haul one load where I should have hauled four. I went down to Omi, and I could not haul no more. The taverns, they being open, good liquor was flying free, and I hadn't emptied one glass till another was filled for me. Now I met with an old acquaintance, and I dare not tell his name. He was going to a dance, and I thought I did the same. He was going to a dance where the fiddle was sweetly played, and the boys and girls all danced till the breaking of the day. So I puts me saddle on me arm and started for the barn. To saddle up old Grey Nag, not thinking any harm. I saddled up old Grey Nag, and I rode away so still, and I never drew a loud breath till I came to Downeyville. So when I got to Downeyville, the night was far advanced. I got upon the floor for to have a little dance. The fiddler, he being rested, his arm being stout and strong, played the rounds of old Ireland for 4 hours long. Now my father followed after, I've heard the people say. He must have had a pilot, or he never would found the way. He looked in every keyhole that he could see a light, till his old grey locks were wet with the dew of the night.
What's the use of wearing braces, hats and spats and boots with laces, vests and pants you buy in places down on Brompton Road? What's the use of shirts of cotton, studs that always get forgotten? These affairs are simply rotten, better far is woad. Woad's the stuff to show men, woad to scare your foemen. Boil it to a brilliant blue, then rub it on your back and your abdomen. Ancient Britain never hit on anything as fine as woad to fit on necks or legs or where you sit on tailors, you'll be blowed. Romans crossed the English Channel, all dressed up in tin and flannel. Half a pint of woad per man'll clothe us more than these. Saxons, you can save your stitches for making beds for bugs in breeches. We have woad to clothe us, which is not a nest for fleas. Romans, save your armors. Saxons, your pajamas. Hairy coats were made for goats, gorillas, yaks, retriever dogs, and llamas. March on Snowdon with your woad on. Never mind if you get rained or snowed on. Never need a button sewed on. W-O-A-D, woad.
That was Joe Hickerson with Woad. He's a folk singer and song leader from Illinois who is librarian and director of the Archive of Folk Song at the Library of Congress for 35 years. He's known for his work as a lecturer, researcher, and performer. Hickerson says, for those unacquainted with the mysteries of ancient coloration, woad refers to the brassicaceous plant and to the bluish-purple dye derived therefrom, which was used by ancient Britons at the time of Julius Caesar for ritualistic purposes. Before that, we heard Emerson Woodcock with The Backwoodsman. That's from an album of songs from the Ontario Lumber Camps, collected by Edith Folk and released in 1961. Emerson Woodcock was 58 when that was recorded, and thus the youngest of the men who sung on the album. The liner notes describe the song as the tale of a country boy's night out. It was widespread in lumber camps across the United States and Canada, and Folk expresses curiosity at the song's popularity, given that there's nothing unusual or particularly dramatic about the story. Before that, we heard Dyad with Gathering Wildflowers. We'll hear one now from Fraser Union, a BC folk group that formed in 1983. This one, The Bridge Came Tumbling Down, is off their 2009 album BC Songbook, and it was written by Stompin' Tom Connors in honor of the 18 construction workers who were killed in 1958 when a crane collapsed during the construction of the Second Narrows Bridge in Vancouver, which was later renamed the Iron Workers Memorial Bridge.
19 scarlet roses the chaplain spread around in the waters of Burrard Inlet in old Vancouver town. When the bridge came tumbling down, the bridge came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned in June of 1958 in old Vancouver town. There were 79 men working to build this brand new bridge, to span the Second Narrows and connect up with the ridge, till a big wind hit the bridge. The bridge came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned. But the medical corps couldn't be too sure of the rest of the men they found. With frogmen in the water, by the cutting torches' glow, they fought to save the steel men from certain death below. And pain we'll never know. The bridge came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned, and 60 more that came ashore, so thankful they were found. You wonder in strength who has the edge, the longest steel beam structure that spans the highest ridge, or the men that built the bridge. The bridge came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned, but the other men came back again to lay the new beams down. This this mighty bridge sublime, and 19 scarlet roses pass before your mind. Remember and be kind.
The bridge came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned, so you could ride to the other side of old Vancouver town. The bridge came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned, so you could ride to the other side of old Vancouver town. So you could ride to the other side of old Vancouver town.
Memphis Willie B with Brownsville Blues. He was a Memphis blues guitarist, singer, and harmonica player who was initially known as a member of the Memphis Jug Band. He spent some time away from the music industry after serving in the Army during the Second World War, but began playing again in the 1960s, and he recorded two albums, played at folk festivals, and toured coffee houses around the United States, before abruptly stopping in the late 1960s and living a quiet life until his death in 1993. Before that, we heard John Lee Hooker with Strike Blues. Before that, we heard Fraser Union with The Bridge Came Tumbling Down. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, julianacyoung.com. If you head over there, you can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well, where I'll send you a monthly roundup of interesting links I've come across during my research. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckowbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at barkingdogckow. I'll leave you with one from Daniel Kulak from Manitoba. This song, Train Song, is off a compilation album of banjo music from 2007 called Old Time Banjo Festival. Take care.
Shall come soft rains, and the smell of ground, and swallows circling with their shimmering sound. Frogs will sing in the pools at night, and wild plum trees in tremulous white. Robins will wear their feathery fire, whistling their whims on a low fence wire. And not one will know of the war, not one will care at last when it is done. Not one would mind, neither earth nor tree, if mankind perished utterly, and spring herself, when she awoke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone.
Some people think wetlands are wastelands. Actually, marshes and other wetlands are important ecosystems, home to an amazing diversity of wildlife. Without them, some species would disappear. We would suffer too, since wetlands help purify and control the levels of our water. Many of these fragile areas are being lost to development, so let's do what we can to protect wetlands. To learn more, visit hww.ca.